Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mayan Calendar Cast.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
I'm Andy Mack.
This is Jag Daddy.
And we're here for episode number 22.
Today is 3 Akbal.
Akbal.
3 night.
Yes.
Day 3 of the new Zolk'in round.
Yeah. It's very exciting, this new Zolk'in round. We are hot today. I can tell you that. And I'm not talking temperature. I'm talking excited and impassioned. That's what's going on around the Air Radio podcast station. I can tell you that
we're
for
pumped.
Sure. Yeah, big
we
time.
We are cranking.
Today's podcast is featuring the last and final portion of our interview conversation with Carl Johan Kalaman, the author of The Mayan Calendar, Transformation of Consciousness, and The Mayan Calendar, Solving the Greatest Mystery of Our Time.
Yeah, and this is absolutely mind-blowing research that Carl has put himself to the task of, and
yes, I mean,
brilliant, brilliant work.
Yep.
Masterful work, outlining what the Maya were counting with their calendrical system of the Tun and the Zolk'in calendars, the hub of the Maya culture.
Yes.
And what this means, more importantly, what this means for us today.
Modern.
It is imperative,
people.
Extremely urgent for us to understand this material and apply it and integrate it into our lives now.
That's right.
Now.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Jack. So what we'd like to do is highly, highly recommend to you to purchase Carl Johan Kalaman's books, and you can, of course, there will be links to the show notes, show number 22, and if you choose to purchase them from our site, then you're helping out the Air Radio podcast station continue doing what it's doing, but they're also available on the net at Amazon.com if you choose to go that
and
way.
And wherever you order them from, overnight them. Read them. Sleep on them. Sleep with them.
We want to remind you, please do vote at PodcastAlley.com for Mayan CalendarCast. And thank you, every single one of you, who has voted this month in February already. It's middle of the month, and we have an opportunity to keep pushing for those top 10 slots. So, you know, just do it. Just do it.
Help make your favorite podcast more people's favorite podcast.
Absolutely. Okay, so the last time out, we finished up with Carl talking about intuition and about synchronicities. And this time, this starts with a question I asked Carl about his comments regarding the fifth day.
Yeah, his views.
And
his, here his personal views.
So you ready to hear this, Jack?
Yeah, let's get it kicking.
Roll it. Every single underworld had this massive shift that happened right there in that fifth day, just about in the middle. So as we're coming up to the fifth day in this underworld, we're talking about the incoming Christ consciousness.
Yeah, what is the fifth day all about? If you could share some of your insights.
Your insights on that.
Well, the fifth day of the galactic underworld. It's, I mean, what I see as typifying the galactic underworld is it is the advancement, you might say, of the right brain half or whatever faculties and or approaches to life that is being mediated from the right brain half. I mean, it's not like a brain as a physical being. It's just that it's the brain as an antenna from the world beyond that transmits the new energies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this means is that this advancement that comes in the galactic underworld of the right brain half, it sort of serves with every step, it serves to complement, create a deeper balance with the already existing dominance of the left brain half. So what this means is there are two things. We are approaching we're getting more and more balanced, but we should be aware that the starting point is a deep imbalance. And so there is a breakthrough then in balance. And this means that there would be more of a balance between genders. There would be more of a balance between East and West. There would be a more of a balance of the body and soul, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the aspects. But one thing we also should consider here is that the right brain half it essentially mediates intuitive approaches to life, and so it doesn't mean that we can find all kinds of technological inventions and these kind of things that are very easy to map with the energy shifts in the previous underworlds.
Mm-hmm.
And so the change is very much an inner change. And we should be aware of this. We're in a period of very much an inner change in people, and it's being we're coming through to balancing more and more towards a balance. I think the way it will manifest is just when the fifth day of the galactic underworld actually starts. I think it will manifest in an increased experience of oneness and an increased experience of divine presence. These are the kind of breakthroughs that I'm really thinking of when I say breakthrough and breakthrough celebration.
Yes.
And it's not tangible, I know. And there are many, there are also tangible aspects of this, but the tangible aspects, they actually have a little bit more to do with the breakdowns of old structures,
yeah,
rather than the breakthroughs of the new.
And in a sense, I suppose that's the side of it, that if you only focus on that, that could be somewhat frightening or scary, you know, to think of financial or economic breakdown or government breakdown or national boundaries or borders. But that is really, in one sense, the lesser thing that's happening.
Yes.
The breakdown has to happen for the breakthrough to happen.
Yeah, good. That's a wonderful way of putting it. Yeah, yeah, and let me add to what you were saying.
Yes.
This makes it all the more important to spread the information about the Mayan calendar.
Yes.
Because if people are just looking at some of the external things that are happening, the future may look scary and so forth.
Yes,
but it's only if you have a knowledge of that there is a very deep inner change that is going on that you see the positive aspects and you get excited about the future and the possible peace that humanity may arrive at.
Yes, yes, that's just thrilling. Now, okay, so we're coming close to the end of our time here, and I have to just ask, you are planning, or at this moment, there has been an invitation sent to Alejandro Oshla, who is the elder of the Quiche Maya.
Yes,
okay.
He's the head of the Council of Elders.
Okay,
yes.
And he is planning to visit the Golden City in India to meet with Sri Bhagavan.
Yes.
And you are going to be there also.
Yes. I will actually meet him in Chennai and spend a few days with him there before going to the Golden City.
Yes.
But it's actually a week from now. It's very short.
I know.
Time.
It's so close. So
it's close.
Are you? Have you been to India before?
Yeah, I have been to India a couple of times.
Yeah?
It's another planet. Yeah.
Are you excited to go for this? This is such an extraordinary meeting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's very exciting, and I'm still don't know exactly what to expect. I which makes it even more.
right.
I don't know what will happen. I see a great hope of it. I've never met Don Alejandro before, but I've only heard very good things about him.
Yes. Now, have you met Kalki or Sri Bhagavan? Have you met
him?
Oh,
several times. Yes.
Okay. So this should be, I'm so looking forward to this. We had talked about possibly Jack and I or one of us attending that meeting, but it's very short notice.
To videotape it.
Yeah, kind of tough. Well, we don't know yet. Things are still in the hands of the cosmos.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's okay. Where we'll leave it, because those are good hands.
Yeah. So,
regardless,
yeah.
Though.
You can't ask to be in better hands than that.
That's
I'm
right.
Telling you.
Yeah.
But we will hopefully have some record in some fashion of.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, good. Because that would just be a thrill to hear that. Maybe one of these days Jack and I will be interviewing Sri Bhagavan.
Yeah.
And Don Alejandro.
And certainly,
together with you.
Yeah, maybe.
We could certainly do another podcast interview after this trip when you return and maybe get some highlights and post that.
You have to promise.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we're going to be keeping this going.
I should say I one of the things that I do expect is that this is what really will get the breakthrough celebration moving, so to speak. That's what I'm expecting, and then let's hope it works that way.
Yes. Now, okay, in that planetary round of light, the light is coming out of the east at this point. The wave is coming from east to west. Would you phrase it like that, Carl?
Yes, I would say so. But I would also say that the galactic underworld sort of complements the you know, in the national underworld, it used to be that the light was on the left, and now which created the dualistic mind.
Yes.
But now the energy, the light comes on the right brain half, and so this is part of the path towards balance. So it's not just to say it's not just dark on the west side, because it's more like they're getting blended in the particular underworld that we're in right now.
Okay, all right, good. That's what I was after. Now, national underworld, which Carl just mentioned, began 3115 BC. So in this great cycle, this would be the first time the light is on the right, or coming from the east, or on the east, and it is this balance of the dualistic mind. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So then Kalki's role in this, in terms of his work or his life journey, he didn't know anything about the Mayan calendar. And yet made quite a break from traditional Eastern thought in saying that there was a limit or a time for enlightenment. So then we've got this incredible meeting that's going to take place within a week. And we're going to get these podcasts out so people can begin tuning in and listening and start getting engaged in this breakthrough celebration. And we have many more conversations to have with you, Carl. I'm so looking forward to those.
Thank you very much.
And me too, Carl. This has been so wonderful sharing this time with you today.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
It really has.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't think of anything else. Jag, can you right now? I mean, of course, I can think of 100 things, but but for for this moment.
Yeah, we should probably end this. go, yeah, get in his pajamas or something.
Oh my. Well, okay. So then we have a lot to look forward to. Carl, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. We look forward to doing this again soon.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, we'll let you go. And in the meantime, I suppose, in la catch.
In la catch.
Bye, Carl.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com.
I would like to talk about
you for the inside.
And we're back.
And there you have it.
There you have it.
The complete, the completion of the complete interview with Carl Johan.
Yes. It has all now reached the podcasts in my calendar cast. Was there anything you wanted to add, Jagster?
Well, I think there are some things that I would like to add, but I believe they're going to be covered in the what we're preparing to address in this next session.
Yeah.
So I think I'll reserve comment.
Until podcast 23?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. I wanted to mention that this past Thursday, which was February 16th. See, I'm getting so far away from the Gregorian calendar that I actually have to look at my phone or something to know what day it is. Strange. Hmm. Anyway,
we know what day it is. We have to look at what day it isn't, which is the day everyone else relates to.
That's true.
You know, January, February, whatever. You know, it gets a little bit more tricky the more integrated one becomes with the calendar system of the Maya. The seems like for me personally, anyway, it gets a little more tricky keeping track of the economic calendar of commerce. which has always been kind of tricky anyway for
true
for me
for the likes of you
throughout my lifetime process. I was going to say something a little more colorful.
I could hear it coming down the stairs.
I had to trip it up because Carl did mention that the energy of the fifth day is regarding the planetary round of light, with that being shifted to the eastern hemisphere. It is a balancing process where things begin to shift from the old order to the way that they're going to become.
Yeah.
So it is a transformation process.
Yeah.
Where economies will change, relationships between genders will become shaken. Economies mm-hmm. will become shaken, and we're not talking just, you know, a little trembling. We're here. We're talking very major upheaval.
Yeah.
Also, on a more individual level, relations between body and soul,
mm-hmm.
where
within this inner
this
being.
So the institutions outwardly that reflect our body and soul relationship inwardly, meaning, you know, where we reflect from and view ourselves from spiritually,
mm-hmm.
these things will become shaken and to their foundation, so that the things, the old ways, the old things we held as truth will no longer hold as truth, mm-hmm. and where we will be left to find for ourselves what truth really is.
Yeah.
And it is a process of discovery,
mm-hmm.
and growth and rebirth, if you will.
That's right, because true transformation, it takes place within and it comes from within. No one can do it for you.
We look to the experts to tell us what is the truth,
yeah.
you know, the way things are. And, you know, then we, because we hold them in authority and... hold them in high esteem, have this regard for them.
But remember,
there is a sort of a wholesale acceptance.
Yes, but we've come out of power. Power for over 300 years, almost 400 years of power. These first 4 days and nights of this galactic underworld, which began again January 1999, these days have been a preparation for something. So the whole thing has not yet come to its culmination. This is a process. It's a step-by-step process. And what's happening now is ethics is overcoming power. It doesn't happen when it comes to the Mayan calendar. None of this stuff happens like at midnight on that night, everything's done. It's not like that.
No, it's an accumulation. You can look at it much like a seed being planted in the ground. And
Good analogy.
You can go and, two or three days later and dig in the dirt and see how your seed is doing. but that's not really how nature works.
That's right.
And we're talking about things here that are real, that are have backup, if you will, in the physical world that we live in, as above, so below. We can look at examples in the natural world we live in and find spiritual truth, spiritual relevance. So we have the seed that was planted at the beginning of the galactic underworld. Consciousness planted a new seed.
Yeah.
Now we came from the planetary underworld where each day and each night of these 13 wave cycles of creation were 19.7 years long.
Mm-hmm.
We stepped up a level in the nine underworlds to the galactic, where each day and each night of the 13 wave cycles on this level are 20 times faster.
Yeah.
360 days in length.
One tune.
Each of the 13 wave cycles, or 13 heavens.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the fourth night of this 13 wave cycle process right now, which is the eighth step.
Yeah.
Of the 13.
Right.
Right. We're getting ready to go into the fifth day, November 2006, which is the ninth
heaven.
Yeah. Ninth wave cycle. And
or pulse of light. All those are interchangeable.
Yes, they are. And here we are on the where the seed that was planted at the beginning of this galactic cycle has been growing. And the ninth heaven is where this is where this surge of growth begins to, where it has been accumulative to all through these previous eight levels, eight steps or eight heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, so they have been integrating.
Yeah.
And what happens is now there's
this
momentum.
Is like the train's been going up. Up the hill. I think I can.
But it's more like, I know I can. So all the work is being done. And then this next. So what is happening now, bringing this back to the fifth day, that energy influences that Carl Johan was referring to, is this balancing.
Yeah.
Now, I want to bring in an element from another tradition, the Chinese, where they have symbols. It's in the I Ching. They have these symbols that represent concepts or archetypes, which are energies that operate in our world and influence us all. When we're talking about balancing in the fifth day, we're talking about change, where creation has been working toward, in this process, an ultimate goal, if you will. Not a goal, an objective. In this evolutionary process, things are going to change radically. It means chaos, if you will.
Yes.
Structures will break down
in order to bring
about the new ways of being.
That's right.
And this is in the Chinese tradition, the I Ching. This is something we look at and we call it chaos, when order breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually means like stress. Fear, paranoia,
it's experienced
distress.
That way is what you mean by
right.
a lot of people.
Outwardly, it is scary.
Yeah.
But at the same time, nature always resolves itself.
Yeah.
Through this chaos comes, brings new things into being.
Right.
And so in the I Ching, the same symbol that represents chaos is the same symbol for transformation. Depends on which side you're looking at. You can look at the change, the upheaval, as chaos, or more valuable for one to progress, to continue, is to see the chaos as transformation, as a transformative process, and to look for that. The more chaotic the events appear and seem, the more transformation will come as a result. And that is what the hopefulness is in being able to measure these stepwise as these as events occur.
Yeah.
In this process of the Mayan calendar, they show us where we are, what's going on, what kind of influence, you know, to expect. Live through that.
Yeah.
Continue to live through that, that this chaos is also, it brings transformation. It brings us to where we are going.
Yeah. Chaos always precedes transformation.
Things that seem unorderly, they're called chaotic.
Yeah.
And yet we can, within chaos, there is always order.
Always.
It is structured.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right. I want to very quickly just let you know that the 13 Ahau Light Gathering conference call that took place absolutely on a...
Oh, we had a blast.
A quick lark. And for those who were able to attend, oh, my goodness, we had so much fun.
It was a great
And it was
experience.
Supposed to be 55 minutes, and...
We went an hour and a half.
We did. We went an hour, almost an hour and a half. There are things that need to be talked about in more detail. And so you can expect those in upcoming podcasts.
Begin to work with the Daily Zolk'in. Become familiar with the galactic tones and the solar glyphs and their interweaving process. Become sensitive to it. This tunes us. It tunes our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to let go of and lose, to release the grip of the mind.
Yeah.
Grasp hold of our intuition. Learn how to listen to it, heed it, rely on it, live by it.
Which reminds me,
this is what will get us through these coming times.
Check out the Human Source Code. Tons of tools. So check those out. We are done this one. This is podcast number 22.
We have a lot of work to do ahead of us.
Of the Mayan calendar cast. And we're going to bring it to a close. I'm Andy Mack.
I'm Jag Daddy.
We will see you in the next podcast.
In La Ketch.
In La Ketch.
We love you.
That we do. And I love you.
I love you, Andy. You're my baby.
You're my baby. Okay, are we done?
I think so.
We could keep going.
We could. On and on and on.
It's incredible.
I love
There's
this.
Just so much. It's so much.
It's so great sharing this with you.
Yeah. See you in the next podcast.
Next time.